This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7:30 of the hour, time for the weekly talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the charts provided by Talkers Magazine for this hour and for the hour that accompanies the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. Joining me here is Jennifer Horn from KRLA and the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner from Good Day, Doug Steffen from Good Day. The charts are for the week of March 20th to the 24th this year, and Jennifer, we were just talking off the air about my overview of the TikTok hearings. And so James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, said he was eager to hear my take. And Jennifer said under her breath she was not eager to hear what my take was.
But I said it in jest just to try to make you laugh. Because you sounded so like businessy when we sat down. And yes, we have a lot of business to discuss, but, you know, we have to have a little fun.
Yeah, we always have fun when we're together. But I think, and watching, I asked Jay earlier if she had paid attention to the hearings, because they were like 5 hours plus of all these people droning on. And, you know, you look at some of these congresspeople, you know they don't know what the hell they're talking about at all. They don't know what they're asking.
It's about TikTok, so of course they don't know what they're talking about.
They should have brought in some specialists.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, to be fair, some of these guys, they will consult with people in their office if they're good congressional representatives. They'll consult with people so that it sounds like they know what they're talking about.
Did you hear my story about Marjorie Taylor Greene this week? Did you pass that along? No, you didn't pass
that
along.
No, why would I? You have to hear her real reaction to
this
in real time.
This is your girlfriend that you turned on.
Okay, so I'm coming back. I was in Orlando. I was in Florida last weekend, and I finished up in Orlando on Monday afternoon. So I go to the airport, get on a plane to fly back home. And I plop myself into number two, the second row.
Shut up. I am going to go crazy right now. Okay, let me have it.
And you know what's going on. And I looked up, and there in the seat in front of me, plopping herself down, is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And you knew for sure it was her.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep. And so how could you not know that it was her? So I didn't pay my... I mean, during the course of the flight, about 2 hours up to Washington... and I just kind of wanted, I was more interested to see whether people getting on the plane or the guy sitting next to her knew who she was.
Yeah, and if they were going to, throw eggs at her or something, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, to a point. But she sort of, I think, when they make their plane arrangements, they make sure that they put them in a seat where you're not going to be somebody as visible as she is. You put her someplace where, you know, she's not going to be an attraction. And I don't think the guy she was sitting next to knew who she was at all. So a couple of times during the course of the flight, we exchanged just one looking at the other. But she was, why wouldn't she stay to herself? So I got off the plane.
Did you give her a wink?
I got off the plane, and she had gotten off in front of me, obviously. She was in one, I was in two. And I walked up to her, and I said, I'm Doug Steffen, do a national radio program. But I'm probably not one of the people who would think it would be a good idea to interview you, because I don't do a political program. But I looked at her and I said, you are a very interesting national character. And she sort of looked at me, didn't know what to make of what I was saying to her. So then as we go through the course of the week, as Jay is teasing me, and a few others are teasing me as well, suggesting that I missed an opportunity to say, hey, I think you're interesting. Next time in Washington, why don't you have lunch with me?
Yeah.
See, right? It was like one of those children, like one of those little boys that pulls the girl's pigtails because he likes her. Like,
exactly.
Hey, I'm one of the only radio people who wouldn't want you on their show.
I exactly right. But you also said that she was an interesting character, which I think
she is an interesting character.
I know.
She's a very interesting character.
Maybe you should have said, maybe you could take me to the Capitol one day and show me around.
Mm-hmm.
I find you incredibly interesting.
All right. So anyway, Jennifer.
Wow. So she was, and you liked her, huh? She was nice to you?
Yeah, she was. Well, I mean, she wasn't nice or not nice. She just.
What did she say to you? Thank you.
Kind of.
Did she have a time to respond?
Well, there was a guy behind her. She was in first class, and her guy was behind in coach, who had her bag and all her stuff, so she waited for him. That's how I happened to get a chance to talk to her, because she was waiting for this guy, who was her aide, to get off the plane with her bag and whatever else. And you talk about somebody who is ginky, googy looking. Wow. Oof. Okay, anyway.
Is there a Mr. Taylor Greene?
No, she got divorced last year.
She's single already.
Come on, man.
Listen to you. Okay, next. The weather, number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is the weather. And this tornado that tore through part of Los Angeles, that's pretty rare. I guess one or two people were injured. What can you tell us, Jen, about what happened and how people reacted to this?
Because
you never see a tornado in L.A.
No, and this latest round, you know, they call it the atmospheric river, which is kind of ridiculous. Right. It was raining heavily. But these two storms come together to form this one major storm. And so I guess there was some unsteady air. And we started getting tornado warnings on Tuesday night. Kind of upset during the rookie, by the way. Come on.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And there were two tornadoes that touched down, at least that I know of. One in Carpinteria did some damage at, of course, the mobile home park. But the big one was in Montebello, and that one looked like a real twister. I mean, I'm not talking about a little ground spout or a little spout of water. This was like a real tornado, and it came through over an industrial park and ended up 11 businesses are now red tagged. I think 17 businesses were just kind of messed up in total. But this one poor business owner, he was in this industrial building, and he said he was in the front, his workers were in the back, and the roof got lifted off their building.
Oof.
And he was he was crying his eyes out. He was like he was scared. And he said he thought he had lost his whole crew, and thankfully no one was hurt. But it just, we don't know how to deal with that stuff, so it becomes much more dramatic.
Yeah, right. And this is the time of year when these things are going to happen in other parts of the country for sure. National Weather Service says that there was, in fact, a tornado that did touch down. But I didn't know that California averaged 11 tornadoes a year. I never thought
that
was.
I had no idea.
Yeah, up in the Central Valley. Yeah. Right. This is the kind of stuff that you see down the, you know, maybe in the Mid-South, the Midwest, Ohio, and places south of there, Indiana, Illinois, Idaho. Yeah, that's where you see. I actually don't see them much in Idaho. But you see them further south from there, certainly across the Mid-South. So, anyway, you've had an exciting week of weather. And I think my son tells me that he thinks it's over now. That
yeah,
the worst
Tuesday.
Is over. Tuesday, another one?
It's going to be a nice weekend, though. I think it's going to be sunny. And then Tuesday, it's another storm, Tuesday into Wednesday.
I'm back next week, so make sure you
That's
fix
why.
It.
We'll try to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. All right, other things here. This discussion about the Wyoming abortion pill or the law there. This is number 9 on the list. This judge temporarily halted the ban. So there are legal challenges, as there are going to be. There is, as a result of this, this judge is named Melissa Owens. Do you think men and women look at this issue differently? I guess that would be one of the observations I have is that oftentimes when it comes to issues like this, men and women, and maybe this is a sexist comment, and you can say that if that's what you think, that the men who are sitting on the bench are making different decisions about these things than women who are sitting on the bench.
I hope not. I hope that's not different because, you know, the law should
be. Well, Republicans are different in their interpretation of the law than Democrats.
Mostly,
oftentimes,
I mean, in that respect, it's most people believe most Republicans believe that the Constitution is the Constitution, and most Democrats believe that the Constitution is the so-called living, breathing document. So I think maybe you see it in that respect, but you should be applying the law like you apply the law no matter what you feel.
Well,
about
that's what we always say, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, well,
black people who are on the who are judges interpret the law differently than white people. You see that happening all the time. So in this case, I guess I don't want to get distracted by that side issue, but I just wondered out loud whether there were.
When it comes to the side of abortion, it seems like you're either for or against it, and you have your reasons, and that's regardless of whether you're a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. That's probably true. So anyway, this temporary halt on the abortion ban There's legal challenges. This stuff, how much money, I guess my question on this, how much time, how much money, how much effort is going to be spent over the years by Republicans and Democrats, by men, by women, by companies, by individuals, to try to come to a middle of the road? Because let's face it, sooner or later there has to be a middle of the road. You can't take an extremely extraordinary position on either side and have it succeed. It's just not going to. And so at what point do the extremists get out of the way and we come back to some sort of rational thinking on this? It's kind of like gun control. I always remembered when I first started doing talk radio back in the 70s, there were three things that you could always get people. If you had nothing else to talk about, you could talk about abortion, gun control, and capital punishment. And about, oh yeah, let's go. And it's the same for the past 40 years. The responses to all of those issues, comment wise from listeners, has been the same. It's nothing changes. And so we're spending all this time on this sort of thing. This is an issue. But it doesn't get resolved. It is like gun. It doesn't get resolved. Anyway, that's number nine. Number eight is the continuing focus on this lawsuit. I didn't get that there was anything really new this week. Did I miss out the Dominion lawsuit against Fox?
There was something new about the response to the lawsuit, and that is that a woman who works for Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, who was kind of inched out, just filed a lawsuit against Fox, saying that she believes that Fox is trying to use Maria Bartiromo and her as a scapegoat during this Dominion lawsuit. And she's like, I'm not standing for that. So she's coming out fighting. And Maria Bartiromo still works at Fox Business. But yep, that would be interesting. And I don't know, Fox-esque, to try to avoid problems by offering up one of their own. And it looked like, I guess, at least according to this one person, which is why it's news this week, that it was going to be Maria Bartiromo and her crew.
Yeah. Well, listen, she's been there. Where was she before? I forget. She never worked for Bloomberg, but she was somewhere before she went to Fox. Nobody ever knew what her politics were until she went over to Fox, which seemed kind of a shame because I thought she was always pretty credible, frankly. All right, there's that story. We'll continue as we are on the Talk Radio Review here at 18 after the hour.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Need weekend plans to get spring ready? Make Lowe's your weekend destination this spring with Weekending at Lowe's. Stop by for free activities and workshops, including our upcoming Raised Garden Bed Workshop. This month, we're celebrating with fun events like Springfest Egg Venture, where you can enjoy Easter treats for the whole family. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Oh, O'Reilly. Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Honorary
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service. Social media time. I'm wondering whether we ought to ask a question, but I'm wondering out loud now what will happen to it, because apparently the things that you are posting, Jay, on our social media are not getting, they don't get connected, or they get disconnected because of the algorithms that change all the time at Facebook and Twitter and
holding us down.
Yeah, holding back.
And one of the ways that most users use Facebook is people don't typically just go to actual pages. They see things in their newsfeed, and they'll scroll through the newsfeed. And if you like a page, it doesn't necessarily mean you will see it in the newsfeed. Those are settings that users have to actually go. They have to go to the page, say you want to follow the page, say you want to put you want to see this page's updates in your newsfeed. Otherwise, a lot of times, not everything is being seen. And there have been a lot of posts this week that have, when you look at the insights, they're not even reaching anybody. Nobody's even able to see it because it's being hidden from, the algorithm is hiding it from the news feeds. And some of them, it actually says no insights available. Like there's a glitch in the system and it's not even letting you see if there are anybody that's actually seeing this able to engage. And you can't engage in something you don't see.
Well, I'm wondering.
It's a catch-22.
We always ask about the news stories. One of the questions that we ask for you to respond to on our social media is basically a focus on what you've been following this week. And it's understood. I can see some responses here about TikTok and bank failures and that sort of thing, the usual stuff of Fauci and immigration and that kind of stuff. But I just... The thing that bothers me is that now I feel like we're a victim as well as all these other people that have been victimized by the people that basically control the content. You don't control it. I don't control it. It's control from the top. And so you wriggle that around to the TikTok hearings this week, and you listen to the phony baloney BS that's coming from the CEO, and you know that it's almost like they were all in cahoots with each other, that they're all doing the same thing.
They are.
Yeah.
But also think of the topics, too, because any newsworthy post that is considered polarizing, it's not even being seen by anybody. But yet, ask what's the best concert you've ever gone to, or just say good morning, and that's not a polarizing argumentative topic. Well, yeah, that one's going to let people see it.
Well, I'm looking at a post with so vast a number of real misinformation platforms available to Americans. China's real control of American lives is vast, and additional dependence continues to increase daily. That's a comment I just saw on one of the television sites. Yeah, and so I do think that a good question for us to ask, and maybe across the week we do get, you know, we'll be able to have some indirect comments from people. Should TikTok be banned here? I think it should be. I think there are a lot of things that are like this, however, but I'm not sure that Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and that bunch are connected directly to the Chinese government, but you got to know that they do a lot of business with the Chinese. They do millions, hundreds of millions of dollars a year with Chinese interests. You know that, because that's the way it is. Everything is international now. It's not national. We are, our national interests are put aside because of international interests. And you can see it every day with the way, I mean, whether you want to make this a political discussion about how the Bidens seem to protect the Chinese, because who knows what kind of business dealings they have. There's that. But there are the people who, you know, have gotten huge contributions from Zuckerberg and his political action committees.
There's tons of lobbyists. It's all about the money. This problem, as usual, is all about the money, for sure.
So do we ever, are we done? Are we doomed because you can't fight this money? You can't overtake it? It's been, since Citizens United, that decision has changed everything. And so all of this stuff is just a big mess that doesn't look like it has a resolve. All right, 28 after this is Good Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden this morning participates in a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. Events will take place all day in Canada, with the president heading home to Delaware later this evening. The United States military carried out multiple airstrikes in Syria last night against Iranian groups that it blamed for a drone strike that killed an American contractor, wounded another, and also hurt five U.S. troops. Former National Security Council Chief Fred Fleets on Fox News.
They're unacceptable. I think it is the right response for the U.S. to counterattack.
The Department of Justice announced a Pennsylvania woman who was accused of helping rioters steal a laptop from then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the January 6 events was given prison time. The Department of Justice announced 23-year-old Riley June Williams of Harrisburg has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Charts for the week of March 20th through the 24th. Apologize for my voice. My voice seems to have gone south here all of a sudden. As I spent a lot of day on the farm yesterday, we put this program together at the end of the week. It's heard all over the country all over the weekend. And so as spring has sprung and the grass is riz, there are all kinds of... It usually happens when I'm spending more time in California, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It happens there. More often because we have an early spring, right? Excuse me. All right, nobody's coming to my rescue.
I know, you poor thing. I feel bad for you. In California, you want me to tell you about the allergies? We have been having them, but I think that the worst is yet to come because there's been so much rain. And that means it's going to be really beautiful spring, but that really beautiful spring comes with pollen.
Well, it comes with pollen,
grass,
and funguses, and things that grow because of the
water. But also when you have that cold snap that keeps coming, that Southern California is actually experiencing, that creates all kinds of issues, too.
Right.
You get number that sexy post-nasal drip.
Ah, that's what it is, yeah. Number six on the list, the candidates and who's running and what's new. I don't see anything new this week. Does anybody, Jennifer, you usually follow this more closely because you're working on a station that's pretty political.
Yeah, no one new has jumped into the race yet. Tim Scott, I think, is probably expected to come in next. He's the senator from South Carolina. And so that can be, an interesting element maybe next week, actually.
Why? Who even knows who he is?
I'm sorry?
Who even knows who the guy is?
Tim Scott. He's mm-hmm. the junior senator under Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. He gave the Republican response to the State of the Union last year. He's the he's black. He's the one who did police reform that the Democrats all poo-pooed, even though they wanted police reform.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So he definitely has a rising star. I don't know if it's his year, but we'll see, because the polling all indicates that it really is all about Trump and DeSantis at this point. And maybe one of the biggest things that happened this week is that Ron DeSantis, most Republicans came out, and including all the ones in the presidential field, Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley, who are already in, came out in like full-throated support for Trump, saying that the DA, not necessarily for him as a person, but that the DA in New York looks like he's weaponizing the government to take down Trump. Yeah. And so they all came and stood with him. Ron DeSantis, on the other hand, didn't quite do such a full-throated endorsement. And he was saying something along the lines of, well, you play with porn stars. That's not my world. Hush money. I don't really, it's like trying to look above it all. And so he got a lot of criticism. But he did this interview with Piers Morgan and kind of for the first time started really hitting at Trump this week. So that's been one of the stories. And it's because he's down in the polls by quite a bit.
Well, depends on, there were two polls this weekend, yeah. The one that was paid for by Trump interests showed him way down.
No, the one that I'm talking about, like Morning Consult, I think AP did one this week. There were a couple that showed Trump up by 28 points.
Well, it's nonsense. What difference does it make? How far away are we? We're a year and a half away.
Anything
this is
change.
So stupid. Who
but
cares?
When you're trying to figure out your ego,
Yeah, let's go. Number five is the war. Russia has become, the Indians are at odds with the Russians because the Russians promised to deliver a lot of arms, military support to India, but because of the war in Ukraine, the Indian Air Force says they don't have any of the planes that the Russians promised them, and so there's a real strain on the relationship the Indians have with the Russians. And to this point, the largest defense supplier to India has been the Russians. And this shows you behind the scenes, again, back to the military-industrial complex. It's not just here in America. It's not just American companies. Companies all around the world, the Chinese, make huge, huge, huge amounts of money by selling this armament, all the things that are developed and are manufactured in mostly our country, some of them in Europe, not too many of them, but certainly the Chinese and the Russians. Apparently, the Russian embassy in New Delhi has been closed because of the Indians being annoyed and their protests and stuff around it. The Indians spent $5.5 billion with the Russians there's some kind of new air defense system that they bought, and the Russians won't give it to them because they're using it in Ukraine. I wouldn't, if I was an Indian or I was in charge of buying, I'd look at the results of the war in Ukraine and think, well, maybe not. Maybe that stuff isn't, maybe it's not worth putting all that together. All right, so ladies, any comments?
I think you got it.
Mm-hmm.
So
pretty
let's go. Number four, the visit by Xi Jinping to...
write your letters to Xi Jinping.
Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping get together this week.
I think this is the biggest story of the week. Forget all of our political stuff in this country right now. This is a huge, huge issue that... The Biden administration has been spinning this, that this is their summit shows that American leadership is back. I don't know. I want what they're drinking, because what they're doing is trying to create a controlling power of the world and trying to ace the United States out of it. And if people do not take China seriously, Doug, to your credit, you have for the time that I've known you. You've talked about this. The fact that they're buying up our farmland, they own all of our businesses, our pharmaceuticals, our digital and electronic stuff. I mean, it is nuts. And now he's over there with Vladimir Putin in a show of solidarity. Come on. How can we not be disturbed with
this? But, you know, the other side of it is, the practical side of it is, they get literally nothing from the Russians in terms of business.
I know.
Zero. Nothing. They get 40% of their income from us, from the United States, from business interests here. 40% of their total gross domestic product comes from one country, that's us. And yet they're at odds with us. Maybe they feel like at this point in time they've sucked enough from us to be able to stand on their own or to stick it up our keister or whatever it is. But it seems very impractical, unless the Chinese want to take over the Russian Federation. Who knows what is on people's minds, but you know what I'm saying, in terms of the business of war, the business of government, the business of politics. This is a one-sided relationship. China has all the power, all the control. They don't need the Russians for anything other than give them a high five.
And the show is that they're there, and they're the ones who are handling Putin, and the United States is not. You know, that's the problem. They've been making deals in the Middle East. The United States is not. And so that is what I think is probably more disturbing than anything, is that are we not going to stand up and continue to be the leaders on the globe, or are we just going to fade away and not do that? And there's a difference of opinion between Americans about that.
Yeah. All right, so I just want to go back to the war for just a second, because I'm just looking at some video that shows all these Russian tanks being eviscerated by the what they call the white wolves in Ukraine. They keep throwing this stuff. The Russians keep putting all their armament up there, and the Ukrainians bomb the hell out of them. Now, is this what would happen? Because most of the armaments the Ukrainians are using are American armaments made here. So does that mean that the American armaments are much better than the Russian armaments? There's a war going on between America and Russia here in sort of an unspoken way. And you look at the results of them, the Ukrainians, who are not really that great at using some of our technology, and how they're beating the hell out of the Russians. Maybe there's something to be said about that in an observational way. That's why I brought it up, frankly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got the banks, we've got the feds, I want to spend the time that we have remaining in this segment on the economy. Jennifer, how did you handle this, all of the rate hike this week, the discussion of the bank failures and how that happened, what it's doing to our pocketbooks, what it's doing to our ability to borrow money, what it's doing to our ability to buy homes? I noticed that Ford made a big deal this week out of introducing a less than 1% rate, which is pretty interesting, considering you can't buy a lot of new stuff and there's not a lot of inventory. The 0.9% interest rate on cars that you buy from Ford if you finance through them. So that flies in the face of what it costs to borrow money from the bank to buy a house, to remortgage. Well, nobody's remortgaging now anyway. To go back to you for a second. And what your take, how you came across with it, and what people were saying that are calling your program.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think, distrust right now in the banking system. Well, there's just a lot of distrust in general with the government. I mean, everybody's just wondering, I think, at least amongst my callers, what's going to happen next and what can you do to protect yourself.
Well, your callers are one-sided, though.
They are, for sure, for most part. I mean, we get a couple of people that call in from the other side, but I think there is a lot of distrust. That being said, we have our
chief... It's well-placed, by the way. I don't want to let that go without suggesting that the distrust, the mistrust is well-placed.
And by the way, and also for different reasons on both sides of the political aisle. So I don't think trust is just, you know, one's the political side or the other, just in different things. But I do think that there's a huge emphasis on a lot of these woke policies on having to check boxes rather than actually service people who are ready to move forward in business. And I think that's one of the problems we saw with SVB. You know, they had no risk assessment. The inflation is incredibly high. Now they're trying to raise the interest rates to tamp it down. That's problematic when you do it really quickly, and I think that's what by and large the message is. But with the bank collapse, also you've got management issues where they're giving out a lot of money to companies because they check boxes, not because they're viable.
All right, Jay and I talked this week about, I had an example of this. I have a close relationship with a bank that I do business with. And so I was talking to the president about what is happening, the regulators, and how they've stormed these small banks. The big banks never have a problem with regulators because they can bully them, they can push them around, because most of the money the United States government has, what it uses to pay you, it has to have a system. It can't just send you a check from the Treasury, it has to go through the banking system. If they sent you a check from the United States Treasury, you wouldn't be able to cash it. Mm-hmm. So it has to go through the banking system. And most of the government money that's used for payroll and to pay bills is held in four or five large banks. And in the largest banks, sometimes in the regions where the Fed districts are, you certainly see the Chase Bank, Citibank, you see Wells Fargo. These are the huge banks, and they never have a problem. They're the ones buying up. This week, two or three or four banks were bought up by a couple of these big banks, so they get bigger and bigger and bigger, like everything else. Everything's getting bigger, less control. The government has no control over those. They go into the little bank like mine that does $1 billion-plus business dollars in business a year. They have three branches, and they've had to hire all kinds of compliance people. On last Monday morning, the state auditors were in the bank, and they come three or four times a year, and they just showed up because they wanted to make sure they checked on this. They're doing that with all the small little banks that are privately held. That's what they're doing. But the big banks are the ones that failed. The Silicon Valley Bank, that wasn't privately held. It's a farce. But how many people are digging around to actually see the story behind the story? Everybody says, I better get my money out of the bank. That's foolish. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing you could do. All right, so there it is. More of our thoughts on the issues of the week. Talk Radio Review at 48 past the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oof, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides, but still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
After the hour now, good day time. It's time for the Dugger to talk to the Nickster. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com, overviewing what's been going on in the automotive business, some of the new cars that are out, some of the discussions. I said on the air this week, Nick, that I'm not buying any more Ford products because I'm going to put AM radios in the car. Yeah. And somebody said to me, well, just plug in your device. Well, I don't want it to plug in my device. I'm not, that's not my, I want to be able to turn the radio on and listen to programs that I want to listen to. Toyota's the same. I rented a Toyota a couple of weeks ago in LA. I couldn't find the AM band in that car. Anyway, so that's my beef. So one of the things happening this week, I've noticed a lot of recalls, especially from the Japanese and Korean cars that have a problem with fires. So what's the story behind the story with these?
Yeah, it's Hyundai and Kia, and they're telling owners now that's more than 571,000 SUVs and minivans in the U.S. To park them outside because the tow hitch harness can catch fire. So that's not good. You know.
You're talking about the connections that go to the lights and the trailers. That sort of thing. So that's a wiring issue. And is the wiring, are they admitting with that the wiring issue is in the rear end of the car and not, you know, because the wiring goes obviously from the front, from the engine compartment all the way back. There's wiring all through underneath the chassis of the car or the truck, as far as that's concerned. And so I'm interested they build these wiring harnesses. I'm betting, well, it could be that they build them themselves over there. No, the American companies don't build their own wiring harnesses. They buy them, like most of the components, right?
Yeah.
I mean, would you explain that a little bit? how buy a Ford, but a lot of the things that are in the Ford are the same as in the Chevy, as in the Dodge. It's the same components. Remember, we went back to the Takata airbags. Everybody has them. But there are these wiring harnesses. There's a lot of stuff other than engines and transmissions. Right. You know, aren't there the same companies are building all this stuff for all the companies?
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, Doug. It's suppliers. So when you have a company, you get supplies from people and you create a vehicle out of it. You may have noticed with TVs and with the infotainment screens in cars, they all seem to be about the same size. And the big size is 12.3 inches. Well, that's because they come from the suppliers, the same suppliers. The screen size just happens to be what they make, 12.3 inches. Now, what goes in there, the software, that's different for every brand. And the same with the wiring harnesses of these Hyundais and Kias that have been recalled. They're just at the tow hitch. As we understand, it's just the wiring there that's faulty, not anywhere else in the vehicle, and that portion has to be replaced. But you're absolutely right. If you have got into various vehicles, you'll notice parts look very similar. Different Chevys, you know, they get them from the parts bin, and those suppliers make them. That's why when you see one thing happen in a vehicle, like intermittent wipers or vibrating seats, you'll start to see them in other brands as well, because the supplier is sending them out to everyone.
As much as I've been a Ford user most of my life, I'm not happy about the AM radio thing, but I admit to driving a new Ford pickup truck this week that was half electric and half gas. And it had a charger in the back of the pickup. It had one of these screens that you're talking about that pretty much it seemed like it was running the truck from the screen. And I must say that I enjoyed driving it. It had all kinds of balsam. It was comfortable. There were a lot of things that were at your fingertips. It just doesn't feel like a truck. It feels, it doesn't feel like a truck.
Like an SUV, and that's they purposely make them like that. Here's some super interesting things about that. That large screen you have inside, that power boost Ford that you were driving, the volume knob on that is actually not a real volume knob. It's Wi-Fi'd to the vehicle, so it's just stuck on, which I find hilarious. But that, to me, is one of the best F-150s out there for the Ford make, and the reason for that is you can go on both power sources. You're not reliant on one or the other. And you can power your house for as long as you have fuel in the tank if your power goes out in the winter.
It has a 220 and a 110 plug. Yeah. I noticed that in the battery. Yeah, you can power. And then I talked to somebody who had done that when the power went out during a storm last week or 2 weeks ago. This guy just plugged everything into the truck and it powered the whole house. That's fascinating.
Yeah,
a real asset, I think.
Yeah, Ford has really made these vehicles comfortable and usable.
Stepped up their game, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com here on Good Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.